This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Leucine alone cannot build muscle. Why BCAA supplements fall short without complete amino acids. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kadi, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Leucine does activate muscle protein synthesis through binding to the mTORC1 complex in muscle cells, a mechanism that forms the scientific basis for branched-chain amino acid, BCAA, supplements marketed worldwide. However, research published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition demonstrates that leucine provides only the signal to build muscle, not the raw materials required, making leucine-only supplementation counterproductive without the presence of all 9 essential amino acids. Key takeaways: leucine activates the mTORC1 anabolic switch, but cannot initiate muscle protein synthesis without all 9 essential amino acids present. Consuming BCAAs alone in a fasted state may trigger muscle breakdown, not growth, as the body scavenges missing amino acids from existing tissue. Mathematical modeling suggests the maximum theoretical benefit from BCAAs without complete EAAs is 30%. A ceiling set by amino acid availability from muscle catabolism. Clinical studies show phenylalanine depletion during BCAA-only supplementation, indicating compensatory muscle breakdown. Study at a glance 30 cents. Theoretical maximum increase in muscle protein synthesis stimulation from BCAAs alone in a fasted state, a ceiling imposed by amino acid availability from existing muscle catabolism. The BCAA paradox, why leucine alone triggers muscle breakdown. Amino acid requirements for muscle protein synthesis. Without all 9 essential amino acids, the body breaks down existing muscle to supply missing components. 9 essential amino acids required for muscle protein synthesis. 3 branched chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, valine. 6 missing amino acids body must obtain from muscle breakdown. Source: Wolf RR, Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2017. Georgian Medical Journal News. The leucine signal without the substrate. Leucine's role in muscle metabolism is biochemically precise. It binds to and activates mTORC1, a signaling complex that initiates the ribosomal machinery responsible for assembling new proteins in muscle cells. According to Robert Wolf's 2017 review in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, this mechanism has been extensively documented and forms the legitimate foundation for BCAA marketing claims. Yet here lies the critical disconnect. Muscle protein synthesis requires not only the signal to build, but the complete set of structural components. Clinical research on amino acid physiology demonstrates that all 9 essential amino acids, including methionine, tryptophan, lysine, threonine, phenylalanine, histidine, and others, must be present simultaneously in the bloodstream to construct new muscle tissue. Leucine supplies the catalyst, but not the substrate. What happens when BCAAs appear without complete essential amino acids? When a person consumes BCAA supplements or powders in a fasted state without adequate dietary protein, the body faces a metabolic paradox. Wolf's analysis of 2 controlled IV infusion studies of pure BCAAs showed that both demonstrated decreased muscle protein turnover, with muscle breakdown exceeding synthesis. The anabolic signal fires, but the body cannot execute the anabolic response. The consequence is compensatory muscle catabolism. Because methionine, phenylalanine, and the other missing amino acids are not available from the gut or bloodstream, the body's only source is muscle tissue itself. A 2017 study by Jackman and colleagues examining 5.6 grams of BCAAs after resistance exercise found that while myofibrillar protein synthesis increased by 22% over placebo, phenylalanine, an amino acid not present in the BCAA supplement, showed a 6% decrease in rate of appearance, indicating the body was extracting this amino acid from existing muscle reserves. The mathematical ceiling on BCAA-only supplementation. Wolf's theoretical modeling established that the maximum possible increase in muscle protein synthesis stimulation from BCAAs alone in a fasted state is approximately 30%. This ceiling is not arbitrary. It represents the gap between baseline muscle protein breakdown and synthesis, and that gap can only be filled by amino acids already present in the body. Once those endogenous reserves are exhausted, the catabolic state persists. This has profound implications for the supplement industry's marketing claims. Pharmacy and prescribing databases document the widespread availability of leucine-enriched and BCAA-only products, many sold to consumers with claims of muscle-building efficacy when consumed outside of a complete protein context. The evidence suggests these claims misrepresent the biochemistry. BCAA supplementation in a fasted state triggers net muscle breakdown, not synthesis, because the body must cannibalize existing tissue to obtain the 6 missing essential amino acids required for protein assembly. The 30% theoretical ceiling represents the maximum benefit, a limit imposed by the amino acids available from muscle catabolism itself. Professor Robert R. Wolf, Metabolism Laboratory, Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2017. What this means for patients: BCAA supplements or leucine-enriched powders consumed without complete protein or in fasted states may paradoxically trigger muscle loss rather than gains. Whole food protein sources containing all 9 essential amino acids or complete essential amino acid formulations are necessary for anabolic effects. For clinicians, when counseling athletes or patients on muscle-building strategies, distinguish between leucine's signaling role and the metabolic requirement for complete essential amino acid availability. BCAA-only supplementation should not be recommended as a standalone muscle-building intervention, particularly in fasted or hypocaloric states. For policymakers, marketing regulations for amino acid supplements should require disclosure that leucine alone cannot support muscle protein synthesis without concurrent availability of the 6 remaining essential amino acids. Current labeling practices may mislead consumers about the efficacy of BCAA-only products. Frequently asked questions: do branched-chain amino acids, BCAAs, really build muscle? Leucine, the key component of BCAAs, activates the mTORC1 signaling pathway that initiates muscle protein synthesis. However, according to research published in the Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, this signal alone is insufficient. The body requires all 9 essential amino acids to actually construct new muscle proteins. Without them, the body breaks down existing muscle to supply the missing amino acids, resulting in net muscle loss. Can leucine-only supplements replace whole protein? No. Leucine provides the anabolic signal, but not the substrate. Clinical evidence shows that complete protein sources containing all 9 essential amino acids are necessary for muscle protein synthesis. Leucine supplements should only be considered as part of a complete dietary protein strategy, not as a replacement. What is the maximum benefit from BCAA supplementation? Theoretical modeling indicates a maximum 30% increase in muscle protein synthesis from BCAAs alone in a fasted state, a ceiling set by the amino acids available from muscle breakdown itself. In practical terms, this suggests minimal meaningful benefit without concurrent intake of complete essential amino acids. The biochemical reality contradicts decades of supplement marketing. Leucine is not a muscle-building agent in isolation, but rather a metabolic switch that requires all 9 essential amino acids to be flipped toward anabolism. Athletes and fitness enthusiasts seeking genuine muscle hypertrophy should prioritize complete protein intake, whether from whole foods, whey, casein, or formulations containing all essential amino acids, rather than relying on leucine or BCAA supplements as standalone interventions. The science is clear. The signal without the substrate produces the opposite of the desired effect. Source: Wolf RR. Branched-chain amino acids and muscle protein synthesis in humans: myth or reality? Journal of the International Society of Sports Nutrition, 2017.